Hey, this is Christian with Powerline. It's just going to be me for today. Just a quick update from me to you guys, just to tell you all about the Columbus and Ottawa games. Unfortunately, Zach can't join me today. Don't worry, we're not breaking up the band or anything. He's just been a bit busy this weekend. I wanted to make sure that you guys got to hear from us a couple of takes about how the last two games went and what to look for two really important games against Toronto and the Montreal Canadiens. Just a quick roster update for you guys before I really dive into the next two games. One of my favorite new players, our only rookie of the year, Walteri Merella, was sent down to Syracuse to just work on his game. We have Tyler Mott coming back into the lineup. So clearly Coach Coop thought that best choice was to bring the more experienced Tyler Mott back in, give Merella some time down in Syracuse. You know, if someone else gets injured, Merella could come back up. I would love to see that. I'd like to see Merella in the Lightning blue again, but I'm sure we will soon based on the way that he played so well this past year. So first off, I'm just going to dive into the Columbus game. Basically, here's the quick stats. We lost that game in Columbus. We lost 4-2. It was really Matt Tompkins, honestly, just not doing what we really needed him to do. I don't know what that says about Matt Tompkins. I don't know what that says about our defense, but I'll give you a couple more stats and maybe you can come to your own conclusions. We actually had very even shots on goal. We had 29 shots on goal. Columbus had 28. No one converted on their power plays. So we had three power plays. We didn't convert on any of them, which is not good for our otherwise really good power play percentage. And to me, I think just Matt Tompkins is not really a capable NHL goaltender as a backup. I don't know if there's a quick fix at all, honestly. I mean, we have to give Jonas some breaks, and I want to see Matt Tompkins do well. I think I could maybe restart his NHL career a little bit if he even had one in the beginning, but I need him to get above 900 on saves. I mean, Matt Tompkins, currently his career for the Lightning so far, after I think the two games he's played, he's a 0.891. His goal saved above average stat, basically like versus the average goaltender in the league, he is negative 1.9, almost two goals saved under average. Just frustrating stats, honestly. And I think that's really what cost us the game, was putting Matt Tompkins in this game and the fact that Columbus was on a 4-game losing streak. I believe that's just home games. It may also include road games, but they were on a 4-game losing streak of some sort, and we were playing them at home, and they were ready to win. They're clearly ready to get out of it. I'm going to be honest. I think that this game kind of just went sideways really in the third period. The first two periods, we had some good moments. I mean, Stamkos got a goal. Connor Sheary got a goal. I think that's his first of the season. And Tompkins, up until the third period, actually, up until the Jackets' second goal in the third period, he had a 0.952 save percentage. If he had been able to keep that up, he would be awesome. Not only would that have helped his NHL career save percentage, it would have helped us too. Would have made us feel a lot better about him. But honestly, there were just some really great moments for the Jackets. Like, there was a crazy deflection in the third period between Zach Werenski and I think Boone Jenner tapped it in. It was so good. I mean, I don't blame Tompkins for that one, but I just in general, I think it's frustrating to me. It's another moment where the fact that we even let 28 shots on goal, I mean, that's kind of getting into NHL standards, but you know, can we hold the Jackets to less? I think so. I think we could have held them to 25 or under. I don't know what to say. I want to believe in Matt Tompkins, but if Matt Tompkins gets under 900 in another game, I don't know if I can even trust him anymore as our backup goalie. And I think a lot of Lightning fans would agree with me that it's been pretty frustrating that even in games where we have just the bare minimum expectations for him to get over 900, he's just costing us the game. Going into the Ottawa game, that makes me feel a little bit happier. I feel like we really pulled out some of the stops offensively. So we got the win in this game, which is great. We won 6-4, pretty high scoring game. And we had a lot of action in this game, to be honest. We had 37 shots on goal to their 28. So honestly, I mean, that's kind of when I was saying we need to outshoot our problems back in the beginning of the season. This is what I was talking about. I was saying, dude, can we get above 35 shots on goal? And we did on this game. We had one power play convert, and we actually went pretty crazy on hits. We had 24 hits to Ottawa's 16. So I like being a little bit more aggressive. I think Austin Watson really contributed to that. I think Tanner Jeannot contributed to that. They both got plenty of penalty minutes for that, which is annoying, but you know, what can you do? You know, interestingly, before this game with Ottawa, the Lightning were... that we had a record of 0-3-3. That's 3 regulation losses and 3 overtime losses when we start the game and the other team gets a goal first when we're down a point. But hey, we came back this game and I was pretty happy to see that. Kucherov has a 5-point game. That was pretty big. And I think he's on track to give us another incredible season and just prove once and for all he's one of the best third round picks in the history of the league. And one more thing, it's interesting just about the Ottawa Senators is that they're kind of in hot water. I mean, there's tons of stuff happening outside of the actual on ice product, but even on the ice, like DJ Smith, their coach, is hot water for not getting his team to do well. Their captain Brady Tkachuk, I always say his last name wrong. Their captain Brady Tkachuk is defending him. The fans were booing the team as they got off the ice after we won. It's pretty crazy. And hey, look, I just hope you guys would never boo the Lightning if we were doing badly. As annoying as I would feel, as frustrated as I would feel, I think booing is a little too harsh. I don't know. Maybe the Canadian teams are just, they have that much pressure. They have that level of expectation of that importance from their fans. So a couple of really good moments from this game. Matthew Joseph has been playing really well in the Ottawa Senators for a while, and that hurts my heart. He was a great player for us. When I first really started becoming a fan of the team, he was kind of one of our standout younger players, one of our standout just high-energy guys. That's kind of being filled by guys like Mike Acemont and Alex Barbeau, so that's good. But seeing Joseph do well on another team, I'm happy for him. But it makes me sad, kind of like Yanni Gord on the Kraken. And he set up the Tkachuk deflect, which was the first goal on us I mentioned earlier. And that was one thing where it was a goal where Victor Hedman was supposed to be on Matthew Joseph. And Matthew Joseph kind of fumbles the puck a little bit when he's in our zone. And Hedman like just kind of lets him recoup and kind of lets him get back on his feet with the puck. And I'm like, dude, you are in prime mode while Joseph is fumbling around with the puck to poke check the puck away from Joseph and do something to get it out of his hands. And literally Victor Hedman is just like, oh, I'll just let him get ready. I'll just let him get back together. I'm like, dude. And that's kind of what I've been saying with Victor Hedman. Like, is he getting slower? Is he getting more sloppy? It's just frustrating to me. Luckily we, outshot those problems, but still concerning to me. Basically, right after that, Hedman actually did get the next goal. So I guess if you're going to make a mistake, you at least cover your own mistakes with a goal. Kucherov actually started this game on the third line, which is pretty weird. I don't think Kucherov has been on the third line very much in his career. But Coop was just trying some stuff, especially after the loss to the Blue Jackets. I think he was just willing to try any combination of forwards just to keep a better system of defense and offense across all the lines. But after we weren't really generating anything for the first couple of minutes of the period, Cooch got sent back to the first line with Braden Point. And it was honestly Braden Point to Cooch to Hedman that put in our first goal. So clearly it's like, okay, that's the winning combination. We need to stick with that. In the second period, we had some really cool stuff. Point had an incredible breakaway goal that was just like kind of McDavid-like, to be honest. Mikey Asamont had this similar goal that was literally him just like falling into these two Ottawa players and just somehow knocking the puck up into, I think, the glove side of the goalie and just above him into the net. It was special, man. It was really special. Braden Point scored an awkward poke check like through the goalie's legs into the net. That was something that I was like, is that legal? Can you do that? They usually whistle those kind of plays dead if the goalie's on top of the puck and just kind of covering it, but they hadn't whistled it. And Braden Point was just like, hey, let me just put that in the goal while you're holding it there for me, buddy. And that was really helpful, to be honest. That really kind of kept us in the lead mood wise, vibes wise, and points wise, of course. I also just want to mention, right at the end of the second period, I know I said earlier that we were 37 to 28 shots on goal, which is a good amount to be over, but not like, you know, life-changing. I have to say, by the end of the second period, we were up 31 to 16 shots on goal. We had only, we had held Ottawa to only 16 shots on goal. I don't know if that's a breakdown in their offense. That's just us being really good defensively. Dude, I guess I'm the one that's supposed to tell you what that means. But, you know, what I can say is that Ottawa is supposed to be good offensively. They've got incredible creators like Tim Stützle and Brady Tkachuk. And we held them to 16 shots on goal. So I think that's something we're going to have to see if that's a trend where we're able to kind of fix that problem I was talking about last episode where we had way too little shots for and way too many shots against. This is where I'm hoping that we start turning that around. The third period was a game of its own, basically a shootout between us. I did see Jonas get some pretty good saves in this third period, but his stats at the end are a little troubling. We'll get to that in a second. Braden Point gets a hat trick off of a deflect. Just incredible, man. It was just back and forth. Tkachuk gets a crazy goal, which was literally a Sergachev giveaway. So frustrating. Barbulet gets an assist and just gives an incredible shot to Kucherov to tap in. Darren Radish is sloppy on letting Drake Batherson get close to the goal and just knock one in, dude. It was quite the shootout in the third period. And that was all up until like 7 minutes to the end of the period. After that, stuff died down, things smoothed out. We were able to end the game 6-4 with the win. And that's when Senators fans started booing their team. And I was like, bro, like that is really tough on your team. It's really tough on the mood, on like feeling like support from your fans, man. Johansson is good, but he struggled this game. There were some, you know, special moments, of course, that the Ottawa Senators were able to put some really good, almost indefensible shots against him. But he ended the game with an .857 save percentage. And dude, I don't know, man. To me, that's not something that's sustainable. We can't put that many shots on goal every time, and we can't expect the other team to let us put that many goals in. So just a concern for me, really have to see Johansson get a little bit cleaner with his save percentage, stay above 900, and I'll feel better about his play overall. But like, hey, this is still the Johansson parade. This is still the Johansson victory lap. And I also just want to mention, in defense of him, as of today, November 5th, he has more saves against shots on goal than any other goaltender. Currently, he has 284 shots on goal saved, more than any other goaltender. He's played quite a bit of ice time. I think he's played just a minute or two under Connor Hellebuyck for the Winnipeg Jets. And those are the two time on ice leaders in the league for goalies. And probably all skaters, but so definitely, you know, he's had the opportunity to save more shots and goal than any other goalie, but hey, he's done it and he's faced a lot of shots. So Johansson, I'm worried, but you can right the ship. You can turn it around, get back on the track you've been. I believe in you, buddy. I believe in you. I'm not going to really try and isolate a shooting star and black hole from the last two games. Zach's really good at that stuff, and he's just not available for that this time. I do want to mention that now that we've had a game with great shots on goal, I'm interested to see how we keep that up against the next two opposing teams, which is going to be tricky. We're facing the Maple Leafs and we're facing the Montreal Canadiens. And those are two teams I don't want to mess with right now. The Leafs and Canadiens are both doing well in our division. And, you know, if we get two wins out of these next two games, that's going to mean a freaking ton for this Lightning team. I think that could put us in the top 10 in standings for right now. If we lose both games, it's not going to be the end of the world, but it's going to make me worried. Look, right now we have a 42% chance against the Maple Leafs, and we have a 61% chance against the Canadiens. Both data points provided by Data Driven Hockey, as usual. Had to plug him. Go check him out on Instagram. But basically, right now, I just want to see us continue to put up really good shots on goal production. I want to continue to see us have depth scoring. I mean, honestly, look, Mikey Acemont, goal, Alex Barboulet, assist. That's, we need that stuff, man. We're not, like, we can't expect the guys that we've kind of leaned on in the past to give us all the goals we need to do well in this league. So really just kind of not a shooting star or a black hole, but just a little point of light in the sky to keep your eye on is, where is our offense going to come from? Where is our shots on goal production going to come from? Well, I hope I didn't bore you too much without Zach. I know he brings some of the fun to this podcast. So thanks for sticking with me. Thanks for listening to the updates we've had in the last two games. I'm looking forward to the next two games. You'll be hearing from us. We're going to be trying a couple different things coming up, possibly filming ourselves talk about the Lightning, possibly getting some little clips from the pod onto social media. Just keep an eye out for that stuff. Let us know what you're thinking of things, and we'll see you next time.